Chase Sexton, worst moto of the year, Moto One. But you know what? It kind of all started to me in practice for you. Like, you got a decent time, but there were some sketchy moments in practice. Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Or?
Yeah, the vibe wasn't there today.
Yeah. Big vibe.
Yeah, big vibe guy. No, I just...
You're with me, though. Like, it started there.
Well, practice, I didn't feel like it was, like... Honestly, I was sketchier at Unadilla, I thought, in practice. And then this weekend, I was just, like... I was kind of rushing the turns and burying it and just... In first practice, I went off the track almost on Henry Hill. That was my really only sketchy moment. But, yeah, I was kind of riding like a meathead. And then first moto, I was just like, I got a good start. And then that corner, I hit neutral. Okay. And I went to get on the gas and got forward. And the front end just tucked. And I was in neutral. So, yeah, it wasn't ideal. I came from, I think, 35th to 7th. I would have been fine if I wouldn't have crashed twice.
Right.
But that I got in with Tanner Ward.
Yeah, second crash was with a Canadian. I hope you don't hold that against any of us.
I like Tanner. So, okay, and right. He actually, when I got up, he like let me turn my bike around.
Okay.
And then, so yeah, I had my work cut out for me there. And then second one, I'm like, I have to win. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
That's impressive to me. Like a shitty day. Things are going your right. You lost the red plate. And you rebound with that kind of win. And you make a mistake. I guess you fell over, right?
I fell over, okay. Yes.
And then you get Jason back again. Like that's a statement.
Yeah, I mean, I after I fell over, I'm like, I have to win this moto, and that's my mindset. And I knew my speed was good. And I wasn't riding like, honestly, my tip over was dumb. I was standing up in the corner, and I just all my falls today were stupid. I came in, drug my foot, and just fell over.
The first one, yeah.
Well, yeah, and then that one, just the one in second moto, I just came in standing up and caught the foot and just pulled me over, and just, I fell over. So. They learned all my lines, and then I had to pass them on different lines after that. So that was difficult, but it was a good rebound. It was, for me, that was the seventh. It wasn't good, but that's what it takes to kind of be in this. And I didn't expect Eli to make a mistake or give me points back second moto, but we're still close. So
I feel like for him, he got the red plate back. And that's ultimate the goal for him. He controls his destiny, which is so a good day for him. And then I feel like for you, it's a good day for you because you rebounded from that seventh into a dominating Moto 2 win with a crash. So it's like, in a way, it's a good day for you.
Yeah, I'm actually, even after the first moto, I wasn't happy, but I was going down the line. I was in a good mood, and I was like, I mean, it's either all or nothing here. So I kind of had my back against the wall and didn't get a good start. So we had our work cut out for us again, but... I made it work somehow, so it was good. It was good to be put in that situation because I needed that after the first moto. After riding, I fell on the first lap, but I was already riding tight. I don't know why. I was just riding like a idiot. So, yeah, good after that. I'm glad that we kind of got the momentum back on our side now after going down.
Well, all of us idiots in the media are like, these guys are going to go 1-2 the rest of the way. Nobody's going to beat them, and then look what happens. So you just never know.
I mean, it was coming eventually. Eventually, one of us is going to make a mistake. So, and then both of us ended up doing it. But it was good. I was not, obviously, I didn't want to see Eli make, he didn't really make a mistake, but he didn't have the moto that he obviously has had. So for me to capitalize on that was big.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.